March 8, 1912, how Jesus was a victim during his hidden life. Becoming a victim is equivalent to a second baptism, and with effects superior to those of baptism itself. What eliminates the state of victim? This morning Father G offered himself as a victim to our Lord, and I was praying, offering him, that he would accept him. Then, my always adorable Jesus told me, "My daughter, I accept him wholeheartedly. Tell him that his life will no longer belong to him, but to me, and that I chose him as a victim of my hidden life." My hidden life was victim for the whole interior life of man, so it repaired for the bad thoughts, desires, tendencies and affections. All that the exterior of man does is nothing other than the expression of his interior. If so much evil shows on the outside, what will the interior be like? Therefore, the remaking of the interior of man cost me very much. It is sufficient to say that it took me as long as 30 years. My thought, my heartbeat, breath and desire were always intent on running close to the thought, heartbeat, breath and desire of man, in order to repair for them, satisfy for them and sanctify them. So I choose him as victim for this purpose of my hidden life, and I want all his interior with me, united and offered to me, to satisfy me for the evil interior of other creatures. I choose him for this own purpose, since, being a priest, he knows better than others the interior of the souls, the rottenness and the slime which is in them. From this he can better know how much my state of victim cost me, a state in which I want him to take part, and not only him, but also others whom he will approach. My daughter, tell him of the great grace I give to him by accepting him as a victim, since becoming a victim is equivalent to receiving a second baptism, and with effects even greater than baptism. In fact, it is about rising again in my own life and, since the victim has to live in me and of me, I need to wash him from every stain, giving him a new baptism and strengthening him in grace, to be able to admit him to live with me. Therefore, from now on I will consider anything he does as mine rather than his own. So, whether he prays, speaks or works, he will say that these are my things. After this, Jesus seemed to be looking around. And I, "What are you looking at, O Jesus? Aren't we alone?" And he said, "No, there are people. I attract them around you to keep them tightly to me." And I, "Do you love them?" And he, "Yes, but I would like them to be more nimble, more trusting, more brave and more intimate with me, with no thought for themselves. They must know that victims are no longer the owners of themselves, otherwise they would cancel the state of victim." Then, having to cough a little, I said, "Jesus, make me die of consumption. Hurry, hurry, let me come. Take me with you. And Jesus, don't make me see you feel discontent, otherwise I suffer." "Yes, you will die of consumption. Just a little longer. And if you won't die of physical consumption, you will die consumed of love. Please, do not get out of my will, for my will be your paradise. Or better still, the paradise of my will. For as many days as you will be on earth, so many paradises will I give you in heaven."